Thank you, Zhang. Good morning. My name is Chuan Yue. Now I present RCB, a simple and practical framework for real-time collaborative browsing. This is a joint work with another student, Zichu, and my advisor, Haining Wang. Nowadays, many end-user real-time applications are widely used over the internet. For one example, real-time video, audio, or text-based communication is enabled by various VoIP systems and instance message systems. These systems help people to better communicate with each other. For another example, real-time document sharing and collaboration is enabled by various web-based collaborative services. And these services help people to effectively collaborate with each other. However, one of the most common internet activities, web browsing, is still heavily isolated. In other words, browsing regular web pages is still a process that is mainly between a user client and a remote web server. There is little real-time collaboration between users who are visiting the same websites. Collaborative browsing, or co-browsing, is a technique that allows users to browse the same web pages in a simultaneous manner and collaboratively fulfill certain tasks. Co-browsing has a wide range of applications. For example, instructors can illustrate online materials to distance learning students. Technicians can provide online technical support to customers. And regular users can collaboratively conduct online shopping, searching with friends. There are different levels of co-browsing approaches. At one extreme, simple co-browsing can be achieved by just sharing a URL. For example, we can use instance messenger tools or browser extensions to share URLs. However, this approach only enables very limited collaboration on a narrow scope of web pages. The collaboration is limited because users can only view web pages but cannot conduct activities such as co-filling online forms or synchronizing interactions. Meanwhile, the web pages eligible for this approach are also limited because normally session-protected web pages cannot be accessed by just sharing a URL. And meanwhile, on many dynamic web pages such as Google Maps, the retrieved content will be different even with the same URL. At the other extreme, complex co-browsing can be achieved using screen or application sharing software. To support co-browsing activities, this software must grant the control to the whole screen or application to a remote user. As a result, they often place a high demand on both network bandwidth and security assurance. So the use of this software is more appropriate for other collaborative applications than co-browsing. A few solutions have been specifically proposed to support four-functional co-browsing. Based on the high-level architectures, we can classify them into three categories: platform-based, server-based, and proxy-based. Platform-based solutions build their architectures upon special collaborative platform. Example solutions include GroupWeb, GroupScape, and SameSpace. The strong dependence on special collaborative platform is the main drawback of these solutions. Server-based solution modify web servers to support co-browsing. Example solutions include CWB and PageShare. However, these solutions often require server-side modification that is specific to each website. Proxy-based solution rely on dedicated HTTP proxy to support co-browsing. Example solutions include USA proxy, CoWeb, and Proof. The main problem of this solution is the extra cost of setting up and maintaining a proxy, and meanwhile, there are security and privacy concerns on using a proxy. So in this work, we built RCP, a pure browser-based co-browsing solution. RCP is simple and practical. It enables real-time co-browsing without using any extra platform, server, or proxy. A user who wants to host a Kerberos session only needs to install a browser extension. Users who want to join the session just use their regular web browsers. So joining a Kerberos session is just like a user regular web browser to visit a regular website. So RCB can bring important usability advantages, especially to Kerberos participants. RCB also have some advantages because no specific platform, server, or proxy is needed. Kerberos can be performed in almost everywhere via any available network connection. And meanwhile, Kerberos can be applied to different web pages, either on HTTP or HTTPS web servers. And the Kerberos web pages can be fine-grained and with high quality. In the following slides, I will talk about the design, implementation, and the evaluation of RCB. The architecture of RCB logically consists of two components. The RCB agent installed on the host browser and the AJAX snippet, a small piece of AJAX code downloaded to the participant browser. The key idea of RCB is to synchronize a modified copy of the latest web page document from the host browser to the participant browser. The copy document is modified to achieve accurate web page rendering on the participant browser and to track users' interaction on the participant browser. So a typical RCB Kerberos session can be described in the 9 steps. Step 1, the host starts the RCB agent. Step 2, the participant types the URL address of RCB agent into the address bar of the participant browser and connects to the RCB agent. RCB agent responds to a connection request by returning an initial HTML web page that contains AJAX snippet. AJAX snippet will then always reside in the current web page on the participant browser. It will periodically send polling requests to RCB agent to maintain a continuous communication. In step 3, when a web page is visited on the host browser, RCB agent records useful information. Step 4, RCB agent will create an in-memory copy of the page's HTML document and makes necessary modification. Then, upon receipt of an AJAX polling request, RCB agent sent the content of the modified copy to AJAX snippet. Then on the participant browser, AJAX snippet will replace corresponding HTML elements of the page using the received new content. Then based on the modification made by RCB agent to this web page, the participant browser will download corresponding objects such as images either from the original web server or from the cache of the host browser. We call these two cases non-cache mode and cache mode respectively. Downloading cached objects from the host browser can bring some benefits to participants in some cases. One benefit is that a participant does not need to have the capability of connecting to the original web server. The other benefit is that if the two browsers have a faster network connection, downloading cached objects from host browser can often reduce transmission time. In step 9, any dynamic changes made on the host browser will be synchronized to the participant browser, and meanwhile, one user's interaction information will be instantly mirrored to other users. When a new web page is visited on the host browser, the steps from 3 to 9 are repeated. And in an RCB Kerberos session, users can visit different websites and collaboratively browse as many web pages as they like. So the design of RCB is based on 3 decisions. First, RCB uses a direct communication model to support co-browsing. This model is simple and widely applicable. As long as a host browser is running on a machine with a reachable IP address or host name, a participant can connect to the host. Second, RCB agent uses an HTTP-based service model to serve participants. The key benefit of this model is that a participant can simply use a regular web browser to join a session. And meanwhile, integrating this service model into the host browser can also maximize the core browsing capabilities. Third, we use a pole-based synchronization model and use AJAX techniques to emulate the effect of pushing web page content and interacting information between users. AJAX is well supported by web browsers, and this pole-based model simplifies the synchronization and provides high reliability. The use of RCB is very flexible. A host can support multiple participants, and the participant can join or leave a session at any time. RCB agent knows exactly which participants are connected, and it can notify this information to each user. To coordinate the core browsing actions among users, RCB agent can enforce different high-level policies for different application scenarios. For example, when a participant clicks on a link on the participant browser and this information is sent back to the host browser, RCB agent can either immediately perform this click action or ask the host to inspect and explicitly confirm this click action. For a participant, using RCB is as secure as visiting a trusted HTTP website. We therefore keep the focus of our security design on the protection of RCB agent by authenticating requests. Our current design is based on sharing a session-specific secret key and computing HMAC to ensure the integrity and the authenticity of each AJAX polling request. For implementation, RCB agent is implemented as a Firefox extension. Actually, for Firefox, this extension is written purely in JavaScript. And we believe that RCB agents can also be implemented for other web browsers, either as a component or as an extension. AJAX snippet is implemented as a set of JavaScript objects and functions. It can support different web browsers, such as Firefox and Internet Explorer. RCB agent essentially implements a server socket object to asynchronously accept new TCP connections and process HTTP requests. RCB agent may receive three types of HTTP requests from a participant: a new connection request for session establishment, an object request for downloading a cached object, and an AJAX polling request for synchronizing web page content and user interaction information. AJAX polling request always use POST method because we want to directly piggyback the action information of a participant onto the polling request. For an AJAX polling request, it may merge data if the content of the polling request contains piggybacked action information of a participant. And meanwhile, if the participant browser needs to be updated with the new content on the host browser, RCB agent will generate a response message with the new content. RCB agent will use 5 steps to generate the content. First, it will clone a copy of the current HTML web page content on the host browser, and the following changes will be made only to this cloned copy. Second, for the supplementary objects of the cloned document, RCB agent will change each relative URL to the absolute URL of the original web server. For example, here the relative URL to the example.gif is changed to the absolute URL. This URL conversion is necessary to support the non-cache mode of RCB. Third, if cache mode is used, RCB will further change the absolute URL of a supplementary object to the RCB agent address. Fourth, RCB agent will rewrite event handlers such as onClick and onSubmit for the elements of the cloned document. The purpose of this rewriting is to support upper-level core browsing features. For example, to support a form call filling feature, RCP agent will rewrite the onSubmit event handler so that when a participant submits a form, and this information submit a form on the participant browser, a specific JavaScript function in AJAX snippet will be triggered, and this information will be carried back in the next AJAX polling request. Finally, RCP agent will generate an XML format response content from the modified cloned document. AJAX snippet uses XML HTTP requests to send a post type asynchronous polling request. If the response to a polling request contains new content, AJAX snippet will smoothly update the current web content on the participant browser with the received new content. Basically, it will clean up and set the head element of the current document, and then clean up and set the other top-level elements of the current document. We conducted two types of evaluation on RCB. To quantify the real-time performance of RCB, we conducted experiments in both a LAN environment and a WAN environment. To measure whether RCB is helpful and easy to use, we conducted a usability evaluation based on two real application scenarios, using Google Maps and shopping online. In our performance evaluation, we conducted core browsing on the home pages of 20 popular websites. The evaluation results show that, first, RCP agent can efficiently generate a response message. The maximum response generation time is 0.4 seconds. And because the generated content could be reused by multiple participants, this generation time is reasonably small. Second, AJAX snippet can efficiently update the content on the participant browser. The maximum content update time is 0.3 seconds. Third, the web page synchronization speed is mainly dominated by the transmission speed between the two browsers. In our LAN environment, all the home page documents can be synchronized in less than 0.4 seconds. In our WAN environment, the upload speed at the host PC is slow, but all the home page documents can still be transmitted in less than 10 seconds. In our usability evaluation, one scenario is coordinating a meeting spot via Google Maps. In this scenario, Bob used RCB to give Alice accurate directions to a store in New York City. Bob hosts a session and Alice joins the session. Bob searched the store address using Google Maps. He may zoom in or out of the map, drag the map, or show different views of the map. Whatever content is seen on Bob's browser will be accurately synchronized to Alice's browser. This figure is one snapshot of the destination map shown on Alice's browser. And we use this scenario to exemplify that RCB can efficiently support web pages with rich content and intensive communication. The second scenario is online co-shopping at Amazon. Bob hosts a session and Alice joins the session. They co-browse a number of web pages to buy a new laptop. Both Bob and Alice can type in, search, click, and submit forms on the web pages. After they choose a laptop, Bob asks Alice to co-fill a shipping address form and using her information, and he will finish the rest of the checkout procedure. This figure is a snapshot of the shipping address window shown on Bob's browser, on which the form data is submitted from Alice. We use this scenario to illustrate that RCB can accurately synchronize very dynamic web pages and session-protected web pages, and it can support various co-browsing interactions. In our usability evaluation, 20 students from 9 degree programs from our university participated as users. They were grouped into 10 pairs to perform the two scenarios. From the observation, we found that all the 10 pairs of users successfully finished their core browsing tasks. And from the questionnaire, we found that majority responses agree or strongly agree. It is helpful to use RCB in these two scenarios. It is easy to use RCB to host a core browsing session. It is easy to participate in an RCB core browsing session. And finally, it would be helpful to use RCB in other application scenarios, and users would like to use RCB in the future. In summary, in this work, we designed RCB, a pure browser-based core browsing solution. RCB is simple and practical. A user who wants to host a session only needs to install a browser extension, and users who want to join the session just use regular web browsers. Nothing needs to be installed and configured. We implemented RCB as a Firefox extension and evaluated its performance and usability. The evaluation results demonstrate that RCB can efficiently support high quality core browsing activities, and RCB is helpful and easy to use. Thank you very much. And now I welcome your questions.
In your previous slides, you had an example of Amazon.com where a participant is sharing a page. And I assume that's a page that requires authentication. So my question is, how did you handle or how did you share the HTTP session or cookies between the participant and the host?
OK. So basically, the question is how do we handle the HTTPS sessions? And do we handle the cookies? Actually, RCP agent only synchronizes the HTML document from the host browser to the partition browser. So the connection between the host and participant is HTTP. It doesn't matter a website is HTTPS or HTTP web server. And actually, we don't handle cookies. So we only synchronize the web page document to the participant browser.
OK. So if the participant clicks on that mm-hmm. page, does it make a request to the host, or does it make a request to Amazon.com?
OK. Actually, if a participant clicks a link or submit a form, the data will be first sent to the RCB agent, and then RCB agent will send out to the Amazon.
I see. OK. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. So I'm wondering, if I have desktop sharing or window sharing software, mm-hmm. then why is this better than that?
So the question is compared with window sharing or application software, what's the advantage of RCB, right?
Yeah, so using a desktop sharing, I can share any application. I can share mm-hmm. my whole desktop or a window on it mm-hmm. with a number of users, mm-hmm. right? So how is this different?
Yeah, and so as I previously mentioned, for the application sharing or window sharing software, the network bandwidth requirement is high, and the security assurance requirement is high. And I guess they're working on the frame buffer level in order to synchronize the screen or the whole application. But here, we just working on the HTML document level. So I didn't compare in detail, but I think this is more natural and actually has a less requirement on bandwidth and security assurance.
So yeah, just a couple more things. So one slide said that it took 10 seconds to update over a WAN. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're doing desktop sharing, it would be much less than that, whatever it is, even if it's at the frame buffer level, right? And the other question is, if I'm typing a password, I'm logging in to check my email, it comes as like, you know, stars. But would the password actually be transmitted to the other side?
Um, First, for your second question, for the password, you mean the participant or host types the password?
Host is typing the password.
Oh, yes. Both, right. For the actually, this kind of small piece of information can be encrypted. So for an application scenario, if we require the participant to type the password, that information can be transferred, can be encrypted and transferred to the host browser.
Right.
And for the host side, if the host don't want this information to be, actually that information will not be synchronized to the participant browser. Actually, it can filter out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Lakshmi Bhairavasundaram, NADAP. This is very interesting work, especially because you've done a more usability evaluation kind of thing. So looking at this example with the co-shopping thing, if people want to edit at the same time or click on various links at the same time, you can imagine there's this synchronization delay. So how do users react to that? You might end up clicking a link and a completely different web page might appear because someone else clicked on it a fraction of a second earlier. So how was the usability experience in those kinds of scenarios?
Okay, so the question actually is how RCP agent can coordinate the co-browsing session among multiple users, right? So actually, RCP agent is a central control point. So RCP agent know exactly which participants are connected. Actually, it can give different permission to different users. And when different users click actions, for example, are submit to the RCP agent, it is up to the up-level co-browsing policy enforced on the RCP agent to further decide which users which users' action should be actually performed, and which users can perform something like that. So RCP agent can control this, and RCP agent can also notify some useful information to each user. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. I want to ask one question.
Okay.
What JavaScript exactly gets to run in the participant browser?
Could you repeat the question?
What parts of the JavaScript from the original page get to run in the participant browser?
Okay. So the question, okay. Do you mean if there's some JavaScript in a web page, when this page is synchronized to the participant, which kind of JavaScript will be run, right? Is that question?
Yes. Is it all JavaScript on the page will also run in the participant browser in parallel?
Okay, the question is, the answer is, in our implementation, the participant side actually on the high level, it uses DOM, document object model, to reconstruct the whole web page. On the low level, it uses inner HTML property to reproduce the content on the page. So in inner HTML content, when this content is rendering on the participant browser, JavaScript will not be executed. But for the event handlers, actually on the host side, RCP agent modified the event handlers. So when a user on the participant browser performs some action, those event handlers can still be triggered.
So you filter out all JavaScript except your own.
Basically, it's like that. Thank you.
So I have a question. If the participant cannot access a URL while the host can access the URL or some website, does this this URL or the web page can be transferred from the host to the participant, so you can ensure they are still synchronized? For example, the host is from USA, or the participant is from China, and we know China has some restriction from visiting some websites. So while visiting these websites, can the synchronization is still assured?
Yeah. So this is a very good question. Actually, as long as the participant can connect to the host as a host browser, so whatever the main HTML document content shown on the host browser can be accurately displayed on the participant browser. For the images, for the images we have two modes, the non-cache mode and the cache mode. If the for the non-cache mode, participant browser will download the objects from the original web server. So if there are some restrictions, images will not be shown. But if we use the cache mode, so the participant browser will actually download the cached objects still from the host browser. So it can still be displayed, but maybe for long distance, the performance will be will not be good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let us thank the speaker.
Thank you.